It's been about 250 years since British regulars met citizens of Concord, Massachusetts, known as the Provincials, at the Old North Bridge. That confrontation began the American Revolution, and I'll take you to that location on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In April of 1775, the first shots were fired in the American Revolution at Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts. So why did British regulars march from Boston to the town of Concord, where the confrontation took place?
This is where the stuff was. The Provincial Congress had started assembling material for an army of 15,000, beginning in October of 1774.
David Wood is curator of the Concord Museum that tells the story of that initial conflict in the Revolution. The weapons were hidden in a variety of buildings throughout the town, and the locals moved that stash when needed. They knew those soldiers would probably be headed their way at some point soon.
We have one of the lanterns that was used as a signal on the night of April 18th. Well, that was a signal that Paul Revere had set up the week before, because Revere knew it was going to happen, and Revere's job for the Provincial Congress was to ride alarm.
When the signal was given on April 18th, the Minutemen from the countryside began to make their way to Concord.
23 communities had their militia or minute companies engaged on April 19th. It wasn't just Lexington and Concord. And then 2 days later, there's 20,000 surrounding Boston.
There was a skirmish at Lexington, which left 7 citizens dead. Now those British regulars were marching to Concord.
The regulars, when they came into town, they did the sensible thing. They defended both bridges. They didn't want anybody in or out. So they sent 3 companies to the South Bridge, 3 companies to the North Bridge, and 3 companies out to James Barrett's house, where they knew there was stuff stored.
The two sides met at the Old North Bridge, the location of what would become known as the shot heard round the world. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Concord, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McRae.